Connecticut lawmakers have tried for years to end a Pentagon contract with a Russian helicopter maker to equip Afghan security forces. But now, with Russia's takeover of Crimea and its continued support of the Syrian regime, lawmakers see a fresh opening to kill the Russian deal. Senator Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut is sponsoring legislation to end the contract. He says it's a no-brainer.
We should not be spending a nickel on Russian helicopters when American taxpayer money go to finance and support the troops that are on the verge of the Ukrainian border and also financing Assad and the Syrians.
The Pentagon is scheduled to spend more than $1 billion on the Russian helicopters. Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut says that money should go to Stratford Sikorsky.
It's a bad deal for Connecticut manufacturers, and it's a bad deal for American foreign policy.
The bill is also sponsored by Senator Dan Coats of Indiana, where Sikorsky competitor Raytheon is based, and Senator John Cornyn of Texas, where another competitor, Bell Helicopters, is based. Cornyn says the bill isn't about parochial interests, but he says he wants his home state's helicopter maker to have a shot at the multi-million-dollar contract.
Other competitors ought to be able to bid for the business instead of doing this no-bid, sole-source contract with the Russian arms dealer.
If legislation to cancel the contract with the Russian manufacturer passes, there's expected to be a battle in Congress over which U.S. manufacturer would be given the contract. For WSHU News, I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.